Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nursing, never, 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 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 722, partly sunny and 36 today. All right, Def Leppard fans on the phone with us. Phil Collin, guitarist from Def Leppard. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey there, guys.
How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you.
Thanks. Yeah.
We're doing well, man. You know what's funny? There's in that Def Leppard, that picture book that came out a few years ago, there's, I guess you guys rolled through Long Island at some point, and there is a WBAB bumper sticker on one of the guitar cases.
Oh, yeah, it's been there a long time.
On one of the road cases.
Yeah.
And, like, we've made a big deal out of that picture over the years.
Yeah, we've always been proud of our association with you and the guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys came in, obviously stormed America early on in your in your career and just went nuts. How, like, when you guys got to San Diego, you guys did what? How many stadium shows?
We just done the one on the Pyromania tour. You know, we kicked off earlier on the Marquee Club in London, and then we finished the same tour at the Jack Murphy Stadium,
right?
The Sky Show. So that was all within like a 10-month period. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy the acceleration there. So yeah, and that was amazing.
So for everybody here, of course, Def Leppard's coming to the Garden, but you guys are doing a lot of really cool places like Wrigley Field and Fenway Park and things like that. That's a lot of fun for you guys, I guess. Is it fun to have that giant stage?
It's different for us, you know, and the fact that we're going out with Journey again, which we had a blast. You know, there's so many, you know, great songs between the two bands.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the one thing we got when we toured with them before. People go, oh, I can't believe it. They're going out the parking lot. They're humming all these songs. And it really works well. It worked amazing last time. So I'm sure it's going to be the same kind of deal.
I
actually jammed with Neil Sean a month ago, in
that's awesome.
And they came out to the G3 tour. And, you know, we played together one night. So that was kind of cool, too.
And the G3 show is coming into the Beacon Theater February 16th. It's you, Joe Satriani, and who?
John Petrucci.
Oh, my God. Long Island.
Local boy.
Long Island.
Yeah.
That's right. Long Island, yes.
Dude, he's something else, that man.
He really is. And I got to say, you know, I get so inspired by Joe and John, just because we do a jam at the end. We do a set each, you know. I play mainly Delta Deep stuff with Debbie Blackwell Cook. She comes up, and then we get on at the end, and we jam. And I get so totally inspired by both those guys. So, you know, I walk away every night just feeling totally, you know, satisfied and just, you know, better than I was the day before. So, I'm loving this.
You know, Phil, you know how you inspire those guys. Are you shirtless in the G3 as well? Because that is inspirational that you're still shirtless. What are you, in your 50s?
And honestly, I wish you'd stop.
Well, thank you. No, but because we're playing theaters, which, again, I've never really done. You know, we played the odd one. We played the Beacon before, and, you know, the odd Fox Theater and stuff in Def Leppard. But doing a whole tour, and I'm really enjoying that. I'm enjoying the theatrical. You know, theaters are great, and they sound great, and it's just very different.
Yeah.
Doing arenas and stuff like that. But having said that, I'm really looking forward to the stadium stuff with Journey. That's
right.
Gonna be a blast.
Has Def Leppard ever played Madison Square Garden?
We played it once. We done a charity event for raising metal detectors in schools.
Okay.
That was
the one time? I can't believe it's the one time.
Played it, yeah.
What's the biggest gig? Was it the Freddie Mercury? Was that the biggest gig you guys have ever done?
No, the biggest gig we've ever done was when was it? It was in Philly. We done what was it called?
Was it Live Aid?
Live Aid.
Yeah, but it wasn't Live Aid. It was Live 8.
Right.
So there was a million people there. So you know, we played. You know, we're in the Rocky movie where the steps are. That's where the stage was.
That's insane.
And there was a million people, and you could only see 100,000 or so, but it went way back. It was crazy. That's the biggest one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Do you get up there and just look out and just be like, Jesus Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when Jay-Z was on before us, and I was trying to stand up on the drum riser and just see how far it went, you know. So,
right.
But you couldn't see it, you know. Only, you know, there's trees in the way and stuff. So that was pretty phenomenal. I like stuff that's kind of a bit off.
You know, when you and Steve Clark were the Terror Twins and just right. going berserk, did you ever think that at one point you'd go from that and the partying and the girls under the stage and all that stuff to like touring with masseuses and a juice bar and everything else? Like, did you ever see that kind of?
No, absolutely. And to think that, you know, I'd be running around 60 years old with no shirt on. Even the idea of that kind of, it's kind of a bit weird.
Yeah.
You know, when it got it, ain't weird at all. It's kind of totally normal. So one thing I've got to say, you know, in Def Leppard, the band gets better every year. You know, the singing gets better, the playing gets better.
Mm. You know,
and it's all other things. Like even just being out on the G3 thing, you know, my playing's gone through the roof.
Right.
Just by being next to those guys every night. And, you know, we'll take it back and we'll raise the bar in Def Leppard. So it kind of, every year
that's
it
awesome.
Gets a little better. And I love the fact that we're able to do that.
The one thing about Joe is one of those few frontmen that can still, when you go see Def Leppard, it still sounds like the records. Like, if you go and hear Bon Jovi, everything is dropped down an octave. But Joe right. still hits. Like, Bruce Dickinson is another one. You know, Mick Jagger is another one. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister is one. And Joe Elliott, man, I tell you, he still hits it. And he's still got the energy. I mean, he's, you know, put on a couple pounds, but he can still do the whole thing, man. And it's awesome.
Oh, he's just lost a bunch of pounds.
Did
actually.
He?
So, just right now. You know, so when we get out on tour, he's going to be
good for him.
Good. But his singing got better. You know, he had a scare a couple of years ago. And the doctor said, you got to stop singing. You know, vocal workout, right. Right? The whole regimen. And he sings better now than when he did when he was in his 20s. So that's because of, you know, warming up and doing these vocal exercises and throat movements and all this
right.
stuff. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that. You know, they'll just have a drink and jump on stage.
Yeah.
We're talking to Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Phil, with all the songs that you guys could possibly play, there's obviously the songs that you have to play. Is there any chance where you guys are sitting around and, like, Phil, you get to pick, like, how about we play this song? And Joe picks one, and they're not necessarily the songs that, you know, you guys know you're going to play. Do you get any, to sprinkle in any stuff like that, that maybe is the Phil Collins song, that's how the band thinks of it?
Kind of did that on the last tour. We actually, well, before the last album came out, you know, we were doing, we chose one deep track. We chose Paper Sun, which was mm-hmm. a four album, which is kind of a nice epic-y song. But, you know, when the new album came out, we had to replace that with newer songs. So, you know, it's limited time only. You know, we can, like...
That's the truth.
Unless we're doing something like the Vegas thing, you know, where we were with the opening act and we'd done a deep cut set before. We actually opened up for ourselves. We were doing a whole, you know, Hysteria album. And then before that,
we'd
be Dead Flat Bird and we'd just play all these kind of weird, wacky B-sides and stuff like that. So that was kind of cool. But
it's awesome.
You can't do that on a tour so much because people really want to hear
the hits,
the songs they grew up on.
You know, there was in the Def Leppard Behind the Music, you know, Joe had said that it seems very important to him that Def Leppard be compared to the Aerosmiths, the Pink Floyds, and all that other stuff, which to me translates into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that something that's important to you as well, or as important to the band?
Not even slightly.
Not even slightly.
Well, the Rock and Roll Fame isn't important. It's important that we actually get spoken in the same breath as Aerosmith and Queen and Zeppelin and stuff like that. That's great, but yeah, you know, stuff like that. I, to be quite honest, I'm more proud of my 12-time platinum, or, you know, my diamond awards for
right.
Pyromania and
exactly.
Hysteria. You know, that's what fans have actually gone out and proved their support, you know. So to me, that's a big deal. That's yep. huge.
That Hysteria tour was the second concert I ever went to. My friend's sister brought us. Tesla opened up, and you guys have toured with Tesla a lot, but they went into Modern-Day Cowboy, and everything blew up. Everything blew up. The sound went out. The power went out. The whole thing. We were like,
see, Cowboys didn't have electricity, so I think they should have known by doing that song. That was good. And I, you know, I just finished producing their album as well.
Did you?
That album comes out in May or June.
I'm just
blown away by that as well. That's
awesome, man. You are busy.
You sure are.
You don't stop.
Yeah.
do me a favor. Stop with the shirt off. Have a sandwich and sit down for a week.
Relax, will you?
Okay, that'd be great. I wish. God, there's a couple of days in March. I think I'd be able to do that.
But yeah, right. Hey, good luck with the G3 thing, and of course with the big tour with Journey. That sounds yeah, awesome. And
so much fun.
Right on, man.
Hey, thanks for the time, Phil, and your busy schedule. We appreciate it.
Cheers. See you soon. Thanks.
You got it.
Bye.
Phil Collin from Def Leppard. The G3 show will be at the Beacon February 16th, and then Def Leppard with Journey at the Garden already on sale June 13th. So thanks to Phil Collin for spending some time with us. 7:32. Here's Ted Lindner.
And your BAB Browns Jeep headquarters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.